Okay, darling. You can take off that blindfold now. Where are we? All right, listen. I'll explain. Didn't I promise that if you were a good boy and you did everything I asked you to do all week, I'd give you a reward? Yes, I know your dick feels sore after polishing all my leather boots with your pre-cum. And it's true that when you agreed to be houseboy at my stepmother's party, you didn't expect to be munching on the pussies of those beauties from her book club while they munched on their cucumber and cream cheese sandwiches. But now, after all that fun, I'm going to show you a glorious day. Okay. You see that hole in the sheet of plywood that's covering the door? Well, soon, baby, all the guests I invited are going to arrive. And they expect to be entertained by you. How are you going to entertain them, honey? I know you've prepared no food. You haven't arranged for any music. Well, it's really quite simple. When you see a hard dick poke through that hole in the plywood, you're simply going to take it in your mouth and suck on it until it twitches and spits sperm right down your throat. I mean, what could be more entertaining than that? Oh, don't cry, baby. I will be right here with you, stroking your face, whispering words of encouragement, grabbing your hair, and forcing your mouth tight against that plywood hole. Oh, yes. I'll be stroking the sensitive head of your cock with this little feather to motivate you as you fillet your way through a whole line of horny men. And baby, if you're going to moan and beg for more cum, I suggest that you do it in a high-pitched voice. The ad I posted in the men's washroom promised these guys a cock-sucking good time with an eager young slut. I'd hate to think what might happen if they found out it was only a little ol' you slurping on their dicks. Welcome to Cecilia's glory hole, baby. Now, didn't I promise you a glorious day?